don't know what's worse. The fact that you lied to me or nearly got me killed.
You were completely safe.
I was on a rooftop with an army of men pointing their guns in my face.
Well, you shouldn't have been on that roof in the first place.
You wanted me on that roof. Wasn't that the whole point of your little trap?
I'm trying to catch a killer.
You manipulated me.
Manipulated? You practically ran to this guy. I told you. I said stay away from him, and you did not.
You gave me the phone.
What?
That's before you realized that you could use me as bait. Your own daughter.
Yeah, but you wouldn't listen to me.
You are so blinded by your hate for him that you don't realize the damage that it's doing in your own life, to your family. So what happens when you catch him? What happens then, Dad? You're gonna find another criminal, somebody else to blame for Mom leaving, for Sarah dying, for your drinking.
That's enough, Laurel.
Yeah, you're damn right it is.
Laurel! The phone. Give me the phone.
Laurel could have been hurt or worse.
And I suppose that was Lance's fault.
What's your point, Dig?
Just that you don't really see straight when it comes to Laurel or your mother.
This is not the time to bring this up again.
Okay. Okay. But there's something I should tell you, and it's better I tell you now than later. I'll be driving your mother around for a few days.
You're spying on her?
Just doing my due diligence, Oliver, see if she meets with anyone we might be interested in.
She's not a suspect. She's my mother.
Which is exactly why someone needs to take a close, objective look at her. Oliver, something's going on in this city. You know it.
That doesn't mean she's involved.
And there's no harm in me driving her around for a few days, is there?